happening. I can't stop it. I can't pause it. I can't really affect it at all. The truth is that I'd like to say, this has been interesting, but I'm ready for it to cease now. I want to bathe, eat a lovely meal, and get a good night's rest. We'll just begin from here tomorrow, shall we? Fiona's expression of polite curiosity changed to bubbling laughter. That would be nice. Nice? She grimaced in a very un-goddess-like manner. It would be wonderful. Etain took another deep breath, appreciating the intoxicating sweetness of the voraciously blooming lilacs that framed that part of the walk. The path curved to the left, and the lilacs gave way to a profusion of violet-coloured roses, which were in full bloom. The delicate drapes billowed from the entryway and fluttered like the wings of giant butterflies over the tips of the roses. They paused a few feet from the bedchamber that had housed Partholon's beloved of Epona for countless generations. The breeze carried the enchanting sound of women singing praises. We are the flow of water, the ebb and tide, the rush of knowing all truth inside. The words were woven together in a harmony of pitch. The underlying beat was hypnotic. It beckoned to Epona's chosen and soothed her frayed nerves. Slowly, her swollen body relaxed as she was filled with the women's greeting song. We are the sound of growing, a goddess root, stretched strong and knowing, an endless shoot. The words propelled Etain forward so that she eagerly entered her bedchamber. The wise women filled the room. At the goddess incarnate's appearance, the tempo of the song increased. Spinning gracefully, they seemed to float around the room until Etain and Fiona formed the centre of their joyous circle. We are the soul of woman, a wondrous gift, both rich and knowing, in praise we lift. With the word lift, the women raised their arms to the domed ceiling and spun, humming the melody together. The silky clothing they wore drifted around their bodies like falling leaves, framing them in shimmering rays of changing light. All the women were smiling, as if they were taking part in an event filled with such wonder that it was impossible to contain within them, and the happiness came spilling out of their bodies. As Fiona helped her mistress settle back into the cushions of the chaise longue, they could clearly see formless glitter outlining each dancer like spiritual halos. Magic, Etain whispered.
Of course,
Fiona responded in her no-nonsense tone.
Would you expect less at the birth of a goddess?
Of course not. But the truth was that although Etain had been Epona's chosen for almost a decade, she still found it easy to be awed by the power of her goddess. The song ended, and the dancers stepped gracefully out of their circle. Some of them approached Etain, each with a smile and a kind word. Epona has richly blessed you, chosen one.
This is a great day for the goddess, Epona's beloved.
Seen separately, they lost a little of their magic, and once more became what they were. Simple human women, who were there to support and encourage the birth of a much-awaited child. They ranged in age and beauty, but they were of a single mind. The next contraction started high on Etain's abdomen. She felt herself tense. The pain peaked. The contraction caught her trembling through her body. It was a wave in which she was drowning. A young woman cradled Etain's shoulders with her hands. Do not fight it, goddess, her voice whispered softly into the labouring woman's ear. It is not a battle to be won. Think of it instead as the wind. Another woman's voice spoke earnestly when she paused. Let it fill you, chosen one. Yet another woman added, yes, fly with it, my lady.
And breathe with me, Etain.
Fiona's reassuring face swam back into view. The goddess incarnate struggled to slow her breathing as she was swept into the vortex of the contraction.